Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Come Lately, just by a minute, though. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And tonight, we're talking about the Akashic Records, what they are, how they can help you, and there is also a message from the Akashic Records that was communicated to me earlier. If this is your first time listening to this program, what I'd like to share with you is that you are listening in a way to the Akashic Records, which are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what's important about that is that you can use the Akashic Record energy in any area of your life, including it, not just past lives. A lot of times people think past lives are the only thing you can do with the Akashic Records. But you have to understand there's so many levels and layers and aspects to the Akashic Records that you're going to want to look at. And again, I should just a little bit of background. I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 19 years now. And one of the things that, and I also teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. So it's important to understand that you don't have to really rely on anybody else to tell you what to do. The Akashic Records even won't tell you. They'll never tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So you need to understand that your life is about you. It's about how you look at yourself. It's about what you have come to understand about you. And you know what's interesting is I don't know if you folks have ever heard of an organization called TUT, TUT.com. But Mike Dooley is the person who is involved in that, and he sends out information or daily motivational things, if you will, from the universe. And what's interesting is that he sent out like a newsletter today telling people who subscribe to his daily words of wisdom, if you will, about what's coming up in the next month. And what was happening, what was wonderful, is that at the very end, he had this note. And again, you can check out the website. It's T as in Tom, UT.com, and it's Notes from the Universe. So that's what you may want to think. I mean, he has books written, and his name is Mike Dooley, and he's a proponent of thoughts become things, so choose the good ones. So if you're curious about that, I encourage you to go to his website and sign up and get them all these little notes every day. And it's free, by the way. It doesn't cost anything. So anyway, the reason I'm mentioning that is because of what he wrote. It was a note from the universe for everyone. And what's also nice about what he does is he has he makes them really personal, if you will. And this one, I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to make. And the Akashic Records asked me to comment. Now, again, you've asked, how do you access the Akashic Records? Well, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And I know that I mentioned that before, but the reason why that's important is that you choose your life. And when we have situations in our life, we think that life or God or whatever is raining down on us. Or there's the old way, well, I must have done something bad in a past life for me to have such a terrible life in this particular, in this lifetime. And I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely not true, okay? You need to understand that the Akashic Records are your lifetime is the way you have deemed it, if you will. Now, I really want your opinions. You can call in and talk to me. You can call in. The call-in live, just to call in, you can call in at 888-429-5471. Also, if you know anybody who doesn't have a computer and just wants to listen, you can just listen at 716-748-0144. In fact, if you haven't been on the bbsradio.com website, wow, it's great. So I'm really looking forward to this. Is very interesting. Anyway, so this week that's coming up is an important week. First of all, well, actually the next 2 weeks. First, tomorrow evening, for those folks who are of the Jewish religion, Jewish faith, is Passover, first night of Passover. And if you're not familiar with Passover, watch the movie, The Ten Commandments, and you'll get the Hollywood version of what created Passover. But, and then, you know, on the 20th is Easter. And one of the things that we want to think about, number one, when we think about the Passover, we have to understand that the plagues that were visited on Egypt were, if you follow the Bible and the story, was to be able to release the Hebrew slaves so that they could be free and not be mistreated, to release their bondage. And each plague had a specific meaning. No, we're not going to go through those plagues. And I'm personally not one for complete organized religion. But Judaism is my tradition. But what's interesting about the idea of Passover is that the final plague on Israel, or excuse me, on Egypt, was the killing of the firstborn, because Egypt, the Pharaoh, had killed the firstborn Hebrews because the population was getting too large and he felt it was unruly. So he killed the firstborn male children. And everybody can look at the story of Moses. And then when Pharaoh would not let the Hebrews go, then supposedly God killed the firstborn of the Egyptians. But beyond that, and so that in order to pass over the angel of death passed over the house of the Hebrew slaves, because they were instructed by God to put lamb's blood over their doorways so that the angel of death would know that it should pass over them. Now, the reason this is being mentioned, and I should tell you that prior to the show, I always open the Akashic Records to bring forth this message. But during the Passover Seder, what's important for me and with the discussion that ensues from a spiritual point of view, not a religious one, but the conversation is, what have we kept ourselves in bondage? How have we enslaved ourselves, not just in the past year, but throughout our lifetime? What do we not allow ourselves to do or feel or see or experience because we are holding the belief systems that says that somewhere that either we're not allowed or we feel constricted, but we're holding ourselves in bondage. And as we hold ourselves in bondage, the idea of moving forward is more and more scary. Now, there's some people who like to work with goals, G-O-A-L-S, and some people hate goals. And the people who hate the goals are those people that are afraid they will not accomplish them. They're afraid they won't fulfill their own commitment to themselves. The fear is even involved with whether or not they are worthy of the goals or the dreams that they want. Now, a dream can be turned into a goal because you can plan it, and you can also let part of it go to the universe to achieve. But we're not going to talk about how to achieve goals right now. What we are going to talk about is how do you actually allow yourself to not only accept what has happened in your life, but also to take the time to assess that and allow yourself the permission to move beyond what was, stepping into what is, that by shifting your focus will bring forward what you truly want. Now, when we were talking earlier about why, you know, the Akashic Records being the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, the whole piece around that is that when we come into this body, this physicality on this planet for this particular lifetime, and again, I'm not saying that I don't believe in past lives, I absolutely do, but what is being said is that focusing on the here and now is what's going to enhance our lifetime on this planet and alleviate guilt and not add any more guilt on. So it's not about a past life, it's about the life here and now. So when we came into this planet, into this physicality, our souls had an agenda of experience. Now I realize that this may not be new to some people out there that are listening, but just stay with me on this. What's interesting is that there are many New Age people that know that when they came in, they had a certain agenda that the soul picked out, and yet they want to fight it by saying, why me, or why did I come here, or why this and why that? And you know, the wise Don't always ask why. Just made that up. That's quite interesting. But it's really important to understand that we have come here for an experience. It's also important to understand that the personality of the individual, of the human being, is the one that moves through and for and with the emotional body, and it's the personality that feels the pain of the emotions and the feelings. And so it's also important to understand that the soul knows no pain. So when we are deciding our curriculum, if you will, or our list of experiences we'd like to experience, we have to understand that it's not that we shared or made up a terrible life on purpose. It was the experience we were going for. So I want to give you those telephone numbers again. I also want to offer you my email address if you'd like to email me a question. But if you are listening live tonight, and it's April 13th, 2014, you can call in at 888-429-5471. And there are other options if you go to the website. So again, 888-429-5471 to talk to me directly. Now, so let's get to this message from the universe. Oh, and you can email me. Let me give you the email. Is info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. The same name as the show. So it's info at akashicwisdom.com, and I'm sitting right by my computer, so if you want to send a message, you certainly can, and or a question, okay? If you are doing the email, please include your current legal name, because it's your current legal name and your question that gets us right to the area of records. And by the way, I'm in full consciousness. I'm not in trance, okay? So this is a note from the universe. I'm going to read it first, and then the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records really wants to... They want to comment on every statement. So it was directed directly to me, but it's for everybody. Everybody pretty much gets the same one, I think. It says, life, Donna, is not what you see, but what you've projected. It's not what you felt, but what you've decided. It's not what you've experienced, but how you remember it. It's not what you've forged, but what you've allowed. It's not who's appeared, but who you have summoned. And it's not where you've been, but where you're going. And this should serve you well, beloved, until you find what you already have. Yeah, the universe. You are adored. So now let's go back and kind of one by one get a definition from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. So, life is not what you see, but what you've projected. Now, what does that mean? Every time you see a situation, every time you whether it's on the television or here on the radio or it's in your own life, you immediately project a judgment. Good, bad, funny, sad, difficult, impossible, doable. You project onto whatever your life is what you have known in the past, what you have been taught from a belief system, what you have seen others do. So your life, again, is not what you actually see. It's what you've projected. And before you make a decision on any situation, as far as how you feel or what you think you know to be true, ask yourself the question, is it true? Is what I'm feeling true? Am I really seeing this in all its reality, from every level, from every angle? Am I seeing it within its truth, or am I projecting what I want it to be, or what I think it is? Next one. It's not what you felt, but what you've decided. So, what have you decided? How have you decided to experience what we were talking about earlier, the one right before it? When you get that feeling of the situation or person or relationship or whatever, it's not what you're feeling, but it's what you've decided you want to feel, or you've decided that the past is dictating how you, quote-unquote, should feel. So you are feeling what you have decided to feel based on past beliefs, based on the conditioning you've had. But again, you have to ask yourself, what is the truth? What is the truth of what I want? What is the truth of what's being presented to me? Sometimes you have to move your feelings over and make a decision about what's really happening. And when you make that decision, you move into judgment. And when you move into judgment, you now then take that decision and put it with another feeling that may or may not be true. So when you feel something, you need to really find out and ask yourself, what is the trigger, the motivation, the underlying impetus, if you will, for what I'm feeling? Is this feeling the feeling of truth of the situation, or is it something that I'm feeling because I decided that's the way it has to be based on the circumstances? What is being shared with me here is the situation that there have been tragic events that have happened where a member of a person's family was killed, murdered, and yet that family moved into prayer and forgiveness, and they actually forgave the murderer. Now, I don't know if you can even comprehend that kind of forgiveness. I don't know that I can comprehend it. I've seen it in action, and sometimes there have been horrific things that have happened in my life that I have forgiven those people. But there's a part of you that you have to decide, are you ready to forgive? Because when you're ready to forgive, you open your heart to your true feelings and not what you, quote-unquote, decided to feel. Next one is, it's not what you've experienced, but how you've remembered it. So, if you take a situation that a family dynamic, a family situation, whatever it might be, let's say you experienced it as a child, and you're experiencing your parents fighting, and you don't really know why they're fighting. You just remember it being uncomfortable. You remember it being scary. Because you were involved with it. It was scary to see the two people that you care about the most fighting each other. And now as you've grown older, what you've remembered, again, what you've projected and what you've decided about what you are remembering is that people can't be trusted, or relationships turn into violence, or it's hard to have a relationship without fighting. All those situations, all those belief systems, you've projected, you've decided, and it's because it's the way you've remembered it. And so again, the masters, teachers, and loved ones ask you to go deeper and ask yourself, what is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth about what was really going on when your parents were fighting? It wasn't about you. It was about their inability to get along. It had to do with their baggage. It doesn't mean that all relationships turn into violent fights. It doesn't mean that every person of the opposite gender can't be trusted. It doesn't mean that you can't have a healthy relationship. Unless, of course, that's what you've projected, that's what you've decided, and that's what you've remembered. So please look at this. This program is going to be on their archives, and I encourage you to listen to it more than once when it comes to different belief systems that you're trying to go deeper with. The next one is, it's not what you forged, but what you've allowed. Okay, so you've had a situation in your life that's made you feel less than, or there's a situation in your life and you don't know how to say no to somebody. All of a sudden, you are feeling resentful. You're feeling taken advantage of. In some cases, you're feeling betrayed. And the reality is, it has nothing to do with what, again, is being done to you. It has to do with what you are allowing. Because it goes back to what you've projected, what you've decided to feel. You remember how, what you remember, you have a, your own idea of what you remembered. So it's not what you, it's not what you forged, but what you've allowed. So here's an example. True story, too. I had a situation, it was just happened yesterday, where I had arranged with a couple of friends, they were friends of friends, actually, they were kind of acquaintances, to help me move some items from a couple of houses, because we were going into another office, myself and my business partner for another business I had. And we had to get the stuff out of this one house, and we had to get the stuff out of another house. And I had asked these people, and I had rented a truck, and the people I contracted with never showed up, never called, and they were supposed to be at my house at 9:30, or actually it ended up to be 11:30, and, you know, we were going to go and get the truck. Never, it was like 1 o'clock, there's nothing from them. And it wasn't that I wasn't trying to call them, because I was calling them to the point that the person actually shut their phone off. They never answered, and they shut the phone off. I don't know what happened. I have no idea what the emergency was. In my world, because you have a phone on you and you know my phone number, there is no emergency so great that you can't say, I can't come, I have a family emergency, and that's it. That's all you have to say to me. But it didn't happen. So we had to get this done yesterday. I happened to call the U-Haul place and asked if there was anybody there, he knew anyone, that could help me do this. Just turns out, divine intervention, there was a guy there that said, yeah, it was a friend of the owner of the U-Haul place, and he said, yeah, I'll help you. Okay, so the guy said, so what's the job? And I said, and I told him, I said, we have to go from this place to this place, and then to our office, and the driving is probably around a total of around 54-55 miles, and we have to unload some things from this house, and we have to go and unload a bunch of things from another house and then take it over to our new office, which, you know, so the guy who negotiated a price with me, a flat price, he didn't ask me anything about the job. Had he asked me anything about the job, I would have told him, okay? I would have told him what I knew we were moving or what I suspected we were moving. So, never told me anything of it. He never asked. We unload the stuff from the one house. We go over to the other house. And what we have is my business partner had unloaded this pod, and there's probably, easily 20 or 30 tubs of books. And so the guy who I contracted with said, did you know there were going to be this many books? And quite honestly, I didn't. I didn't know what my partner was pulling out of the pod for us to move to the new office. I had no idea because I didn't really know what was in there. So I said, I really didn't know. And he told him exactly that. I didn't know what was in there. And he said, well, I said, why? He goes, well, it would have been nice to know. But the man never asked me. How many times in your life have you said yes to something, but you didn't ask all the questions? And then when you had to do it, you felt angry or taken advantage of. Now, clearly did not do this on purpose. Clearly, if you're moving stuff, you're moving stuff. It never occurred to me, A, that there was going to be so many books, or B, that I should even tell him about it. Never occurred to me that I would have to share that information. Okay? So, I mean, the guy got over it, and he was fine. I mean, it worked out okay, and it worked out beautifully, actually. But what is being said here, it's not what you forged, but what you've allowed. If, in fact, you have a situation and you haven't been able, and you didn't ask all the questions, and the outcome wasn't the way you wanted it, and you said yes when you probably should have said no, remember, you allowed it because you didn't ask enough questions. Now, where do those questions come from? You can ask the questions of the person you're involved with. You can ask the questions of yourself. You can actually ask yourself, do I really want this? Is this who I am? Am I willing to allow this? Now, in the past, when you were a kid, of course, you know, there's certain situations you didn't have any choice, or you felt that you didn't have any choice in allowing whatever was going on. But know that your soul did know. And prior to coming in, there were a variety of different ways that you could have experienced whatever it was you were experiencing in that situation. So look at what you're allowing. Where are your boundaries? Possibility is that the reason you forged it is to learn about boundaries so that you don't allow it any longer. But remember, our life is what we've projected. It's what we've decided based on what we know, and it's also how our memory skews it and makes it, in many cases, untrue, because the memories we have of what we experienced are not always the way it truly was. However that works, it brings us to the point where whatever we forged, it's not what you forged, it's what we've allowed. So from this point forward, you really need to look at what you're willing to allow in your life. The next one is, it's not who appeared, but who you've summoned. Now, I know that there are many listeners out there who have found themselves in crappy relationships. They seem to attract the same type of people over and over again. It's a pattern. It's an absolute pattern. And you say, why do I constantly attract these same losers or these same abusers or whatever it is, whether it's a woman attracting, you know, these kind of guys or a guy, you know, attracting nothing but bimbo girls or whatever. Doesn't make any difference. It could be bosses. You could even ask, why do I keep attracting these idiot controlling bosses? Or friends, okay? Why? Because before you came in, you had an understanding of what you wanted to experience. The people who mean something in your life are not random. So it's not who appeared. And it's not the parents who have just kind of shown up randomly. You had this agreement. It's who you summoned to help you with whatever it is you want to accomplish in this life. But remember, this life is about truly understanding how to be human. And that's why this piece is so important, because you have to remember, it's not what you see, but what you've projected. It's not what you felt, but what you've decided to feel. It's not what you've experienced, but how you remember it. It's not what you forged, but what you've allowed. And it's not who appeared, but who you've summoned. And If you have any comments on this, please feel free to call. I'll give you the number. Please feel free to call me. 888-429-5471. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Or you can email me at info, info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. And so the next one is, it's not where you've been, but where you're going. Dear listeners, sweet sisters and brothers, please understand that everything that has happened in your life up to this point has made you who you are. Everything. All the lessons, all the experiences, all the decisions have brought you to this point for you to make a decision about where you want to go. Because remember, your life is not what you see, it's what you've projected, so you need to really look at that in order to move forward. It's not what you felt, but what you've decided to feel, and that needs to be shifted in order for you to move forward. It's not what you've experienced, but how you remember it. So remember the truth. It's not what you forged, but what you've allowed. No longer allow yourself to be anybody else's doormat. Don't allow yourself to be anything more than great, anything less than great, rather. It's not what you forge, but what you've allowed. And it's not who has appeared in your life, but who you've summoned. So get rid of the losers and summon only the great ones, okay? That's your assignment, okay? Because, sweet ones, it's not where you've been, but where you're going. Where are you going? What is it that you want to do that's burning within you? And if you're dead inside and nothing is burning in you, then get yourself to the library. Find out what makes you curious. If, in fact, you feel so dead inside that you can't feel passion for anything, then find yourself a counselor and start into therapy. I don't say this lightly, but there's nothing, if you're feeling dead inside, that nothing, that you're not enthused about anything, that you don't know where to go in your life and you don't feel excited about anything, then you need to consider the fact that you're in a deep depression and you need help. No magic pill for that. You need help. You need somebody to talk to. Now, if you don't want a therapist, you can get a life coach. You can call me. I do life coaching all the time with folks. I can open your records. We can talk about that. But the reality is, you, in order to be able to live a fulfilled life, you need to find a passion for the life. You need to find something within you that allows you to get excited about waking up in the morning, to help you decide where you're going. Not from a place of fear that you won't make it, but from a place of excitement of just making every day a new experience. You can feel excited about volunteer work and helping people. I've got to tell you, if there's ever a time that you want to feel grateful for what you have, go help out at a homeless shelter, especially the ones with families. Your heart will bleed for these poor folks, but maybe you can inspire a few of them. Maybe you can sit with a couple of them and say, you know, I felt dead inside until I found my passion. And you know what my passion is? Helping you. How do you think that would make a homeless person feel if they had one person that wanted to help them? Now, I'm not saying that you should enable them, and I'm not saying that you have to give them money and give them. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that sometimes it's just a matter of having somebody to talk to and guide them, maybe with ideas of what to do. That's all they need. Sometimes people are so down on their luck they can't see up. And so sometimes helping people look up is a very fulfilling thing. And so if you are not sure where you're going, then it's time for you to become very grateful for where you are. It's time to dissect your life and move into the beauty that is around you. It's time to take a walk and say, thank you, God. Or if you're not a God person, then you say, thank you, universe. Thank you, spirit. Thank you, whoever, for bringing me to this planet at this time. You must move into gratitude. Gratitude will bring you to joy, and joy will bring you to peace. Because, sweet listeners, it's not where you've been, but where you're going. Because you must remember that all the way that where you have been, that's gotten you to where you are, it's because of the life that you have projected, because it's not what you see, it's what you've projected. It's not what you felt, but what you've decided you're supposed to feel. It's not what you've experienced, but how you've remembered it. Find the truth. It's not what you forged, but what you've allowed. Take back your power. Tell yourself the truth. And begin to tell others the truth. Now, I'm not saying you have to be aggressive and knock everybody down. What's being said is that you can no longer allow yourself to be anything more than your greatness. And when those folks appear, remember, it's who you summoned, but you know what? You don't have to keep them. They may appear in your life over and over again, but you don't have to keep them there. You can send them on your way. It's like, oh, I see that red flag. I know who you are. Sorry, Charlie, no time in my life. No room. No room at the inn here. Nope. I am not going to let any human being put me in bondage ever again, including myself. I'm not going to allow myself to sabotage or confine myself or lessen myself or beat myself down. Because it's not where you've been. That is the past. The past is done. Learn from it. Move on. It's done. You have come this far of all the things that you've learned. Because it's not where you've been, but where you're going. And all of this information that's been shared with you tonight, this should serve you well, beloved, until you find out and until you find what you already have, which is the beauty of who you are, the gift of life, the allowing of freedom. You no longer have to be in bondage. And in the next 2 weeks, if you take this to heart, now again, this has nothing to do with religion, but don't allow yourself to be in bondage. Don't allow yourself to be enslaved, because coming up for you, if you really put the work in the next 2 weeks, in the morning on the 20th, you can rise again. Your beingness will be resurrected to a new life. Be curious about the inquiry of who you are, where you've been, and where you're going. Allow the resurrection to happen within you. Move into the joy of giving. Move into the joy of being grateful and thankful. You do not have to be crucified in order for you to be resurrected. That's a very important statement. Let me put it another way. You no longer have to be crucified to be resurrected. Eliminate the statement of no pain, no gain from your vocabulary, because for you it's not true. You don't have to feel pain anymore. You have to feel gratefulness. You can move into thankfulness because you're moving into freedom. The freedom to be who you truly are. The freedom to move into being willing to open your heart to yourself. So if you would like a copy of this note from the universe that I just read to you, not the commentary, we don't have that written down. That came forward specifically for this show, specifically for those who are drawn to listen. Whether you're listening live tonight on the 13th of April or you're listening in an archive, you were drawn to listen to this program for a reason. But I have a copy of that if you'd like. I can certainly send it to you. Again, my email address is info, I-N-F as in Franco, at akashicwisdom.com. You can call me privately because we're almost done with the show. If you have any questions or you have any comments or you'd like to schedule an Akashic Record consultation. And my private telephone number is 216-691-1233. You can call any hour of the day or night. It's got a 24-hour voicemail. If I'm sitting by my desk, I'll pick up the phone. But you, my beloveds, you are magnificent. So drop the chains and move into your greatness. So since we don't have any email questions and I don't have any callers, it's now 5 minutes to midnight here in Ohio, probably 5 minutes to nine there in California, and everything in between. I want to tell you that I hope this program has touched you. I hope you have found benefit from this program. dedicated to all of you out there, as well as myself, who needs to just move into the greatness of who they are. So with that, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light who have listened today and in the archives. We ask that all those beings of light, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror, into the heart of the divine. And with that, we say again, thank you, masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are now closed. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful, miracle-filled week for those folks who celebrate Passover. I hope you have a wonderful Seder. And if not, if you don't have anybody to have a Seder with, go find one. Synagogues have them all over the town, if you have one near you. For those, and we'll be talking about Easter in the next few weeks. Okay? Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. And again, this is Donna Fox saying good night, and have a great one. Good night, everybody.